Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
There's one component of your workspace, wherever you're working, that might actually be making you dumber. And I will credit our afternoon guy, Chase, with trying to fix this in our own office.
Oh.
It's the fluorescent lighting.
Yeah.
It is the fluorescent lighting, and I'll tell you why Chase comes into this here in just a minute. But apparently, they did some research, and like they used rats, and rats lost 30% of the capacity in the part of their brain associated with memory and learning by living under fluorescent lighting. They were able to fix it by being exposed to more daylight.
So this has been my problem. It wasn't that I wasn't smart enough in school. It was because I was sitting under harsh fluorescent lighting with no natural light in middle school.
Yep, that's it.
Got it.
Yeah. But our afternoon guy, Chase, I mean, we go into a meeting in the afternoon, and he will immediately come in, turn off all the lights, try to make the little ambient.
Yeah, he always says, we need vibes.
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 And as much as you roll your eyes at Chase, he has on to something.
That's true.
So you should let a little natural sunlight in. Depends. It doesn't matter where you're working. Could be an office building. Could just be, you know, at like a retail shop. Maybe you're only under these lights. Get outside sometimes.
I used to always say that when I first started in radio and I had a cubicle and our studio didn't have any windows. Mm. So I would just go from one fluorescent dark room to the next. So during lunch, I would walk outside and I'd look kind of crazy because I would just be walking around the parking lot like I had no place to go.
Well, you have to.
My doctor told me I needed some vitamin D. I needed D, Holly.
You needed that D.
I needed D. And I got vitamin D.
Save it.
Over and over and over again from the sun.
The sun. Thank goodness for the sun and that we live in Florida. All right, so there is a new exercise fad in Sweden that's picking up steam over here. It's called plogging.
What?
Why do I feel like that scene in Anchorman where they don't know what jogging is and they're like, could be jogging, I don't know. Plogging is a mix of picking up trash and jogging, and it comes from plucking and jogging, like plucking the trash up out of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So plogging, and people are doing this, like you go take a little run and you pick up, you know, litter along the way, and it's called plogging, and you're helping the environment and you're getting your exercise too.
So is this something that we need to do on the beach here?
Yeah. I don't
something
see why
we
not.
Can, we can do on Bayshore.
On Bayshore.
So what is the attire when you...
Your typical running attire, but I would recommend wearing like some of those gardening gloves because I'm not trying to touch trash with my bare hands.
I really think if you're going to go plogging,
if
it's going to suit the title, you have to do like 80s gear. Like sweatband, fluorescent sweatband, some really like
so you
fluorescent...
associate plogging with the 80s?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and get some spandex. Plog away.
I wish I could have access real quick to Let's Get Physical because that's what I would play right now.
That would be fantastic. Well, anyway, if you're plogging, kudos to you for keeping our city clean, I guess. And then, now that we're speaking of the 80s, and I swear I did this story, although we called it something different, like 5-ish years ago. And this is what I will give Nordstrom, trying to take an old trend and slap a new name on it. So Nordstrom is like, oh my gosh, look how fashionable these belt bags are. Belt bags. You're like, what's a belt bag? It's a fanny pack.
Oh, they're bringing back the fanny pack, but
yes,
giving it a new name.
Yes. And I swear, like a few years ago, I don't know if it was Justin Bieber or who it was in the celebrity world. I was like, oh God, fanny packs are making a comeback. And you'll see sometimes the hipsters in St. Pete have some fanny packs on, but now they're actually a thing that Nordstrom is calling belt bags.
So because I know Nordstrom, sometimes they'll put out some weird stuff just to get people to talk about them.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm kind of okay with this.
Why do you like fanny packs?
It's really annoying when you're a guy on Sunday doing brunch and you have all this stuff. Like, because if you're brunching all day, then you have a battery pack for your phone so it doesn't die. You may have some other stuff with you.
What is like brunch all day? Is it like a marathon of like Gasparilla?
Yes, it is. Lord. And so you have all this stuff with you. So it would help to have a place, because last time I did a big brunch, I lost my keys at the Avenue.
Oh.
Because I didn't have a place to put everything.
Well, if you had a belt bag from Nordstrom, a.k.a. a fanny pack, so it could be better.
Can we do this? Can we do this in Tampa Bay? Can we put a picture up, Ryan? Let's put a picture up on Facebook and let's do a poll. Can we? I would love to make this a thing.
I feel like in St. Pete's going to wrap their arms around it first, but we need people like Brandon, Riverview, Spring Hill.
I want to see somebody at the Clearwater Mall walking into Nukes or Mellow Mushroom.
This is what I'm saying. Like, I know downtown St. Pete is on top of the quote-unquote belt bag already. Like, I feel like we don't even have to ask St. Pete. We have to ask, like, Seminole, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we need your opinion. So take a look at it now. Facebook.com/Hot1015. Ryan's going to post the picture.
That's what's trending in Tampa Bay with Miguel and Holly on Hot 1015.
Oh, Ryan just said you should wear it to the blown off ball.
Oh, well.
I don't know about that. Right. Not in a formal situation.
Not yet. Yeah. It's not time yet.
We need a consensus first. All right. We got blown off happening at 7:45 as we continue going commercial free with Halsey.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.